Okay, so we've been talking about the Dorim, you know, the Machshava, and we'll have more in the future packet about that as well. But I want to discuss, because Rav Abadi once told me he thought that, you know, if you had make, you did have Taras Nedarim, you know, at the beginning of the, you know, before Rosh Hashanah, and then you have the Mesiris Modah, so maybe that could take care of any question of Nedarim the Machshava, to Mimavatel, that, you know, those issues. So he told me that a long time ago, so I wanted to look inside into the Makoros regarding that.
Also, Hanogas Tavos, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. So. So, the Gemara Nedarim of Gimel of the Days says, Harotsu Shalo Yiskaimu Nedarav Kol Hashana. So, a person wants that his Nedarim shouldn't be Mukuyam the whole year. Yamad b'Rosh Hashanah. He should stand up in Rosh Hashanah. V'yomer kol neder shani osid lidor yehi batal. Moser modah. That any neder that I make is batal.
He doesn't say it's a front of the
basement. Yeah, he just says. So that would be great. But then he writes the Gemara, "Uvaje zochor b'shas haneder." So you have to think about this at the time of the neder that you made this mesiris modah. So the Gemara says, "Izochor achrei letanoi, v'kaim le'nedidre." But if you remember that you made the modah and you're still making the, so then. You know, so isn't that undoing the Mesiris Modah? Because I know I made a Mesiris Modah and I'm still making the Neder. So, the Gemara says, I'm going to buy Tani Uvad Shalom Yein Zohar B'Shas HaNeder. That it only works if you didn't remember that you made the Mesiris Modah and now you're making a Neder and you didn't realize and you weren't thinking that you made the Mesiris Modah, then the Mesiris Modah will do away with your neder. But if you remember you made the Mesiris Modah and you still make the neder, then that undoes the Mesiris Modah. Now, to me, I wasn't so, you know, it's the Gemara, so who am I to, you know, challenge the Gemara? But it wasn't so compelling that you could have said the other way, right? You could say the other way, that, in other words, even though you remember that you made the Mesiris Modah, you're still making it, but you made this Tanai, and that'll undo it even if you remember. Why is it so compelling that if Dafka you... I would think the Pashup Shot is, I made a Mesiris Modah, so therefore, whatever I do is not going to be Chal. You're saying, no, because maybe now you're undoing that.
Probably if you're going to say that if you remember the Modah, the whole thing becomes a Chukos Lula. If you didn't remember the Modah, then I understand. Right?
So if you look in the Ran, he says, Izochah b'shas haneder, akmele t'tai v'kayim l'nidre, sh'im lokein lama hu no derachshav. So the Ran says maybe there's a different chiluk, that if he makes the Tanai in the B'Shas HaNeder, he came to Omer B'Feirish Al Das Tano who know there Yev Shalom Adak L'Tanai. In other words, if he's making the Tanai B'Shas that he made the Neder.
I'm hereby no there, but I don't mean it.
Right, so he made the Tanai, that's all good, and then he makes the... So then he says, that I can understand that lot, then it's good, because he's saying that it's no good, but then he's making it. So then, aval kansha tnai v'haneder einam boim ka'achas shayach l'meimer akrei. So he says akrei is only when you're doing it to two different times. But if at the time you're making the tnai, you're making the neder, so then you're saying that you don't mean it. The neder. Because he's saying, I don't really mean it, but this is what I'm going to say. But if you say, I don't mean it, and then you say it later, but maybe then you do mean it. So that's the Ran's filler. The maskana. That the maskana is that, which is another Gemara, seems that says that the tanai uproots the nether. So he's saying, well, the tanai uproots the nether if you do it together. So even if you remember the tanai, you just made the tanai 2 seconds ago, so then the tanai uproots the nether. But if you made a tanai and then 2 months later you make the nether and you're not thinking of the tanai, so then the nether uproots the tanai. That's what, meaning the nether is kayim and we forget about the tanai, and we say the nether is kayim. So you don't remember, right?
Right. I don't remember.
And I'm making it, so then the nether is kal.
And it's not before, well, trump the nether within.
No, what? If you do remember, you don't remember.
I don't remember.
If you don't remember, then the tonight before will uproot it, right? Right. But if you do remember, then you're okay to tonight. But if you make the tonight right away with the zman of the nether, right, makes it tonight, all the dharm shouldn't count. And then 2 seconds later, okay, I'm making the nether. So then we say that the tonight uproots the nether. Right, because then he's, you know.
So why is that different, though, than me making a net there 6 months later but remembering about the net? The whole of doing it right away is that, well, obviously I know what I said tonight. I didn't forget like
right.
6 seconds ago. Then why is it so, if it's 6 months later but I remember the tonight? Shouldn't it be the same? I mean, the amount of time
should
make a difference.
Because it's like you're making that's not called akre. It's like akre the tanai. It's you're making a tanai to the nether. So it's like one statement. I'm making this nether, but I don't really mean it. If you're doing it in one statement. I mean, one could have said that maybe the same idea, that if 5 minutes later, say it's not talking day divor, so technically, but 5 minutes later you make it, so Kron could have said you're also okay with tonight. So that's how what the Ran says.
So there's three Nadrigas.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, I personally like the Rashba. He says, Shaloka Devei Rashba, the first word in the line is Borer. I like the Rashba. Shiloki Devei HaRashba Shekosav Dhadam Rina Akri L'Tanoi V'Kayim Milano Davke Bama Oretz V'Mishavachi Chashosha Ba'al Mahu D'Hashinu L'Hashem V'Bitlo L'Tanoi. In other words, the Bama Oretz, we're choshesh that maybe he was Mevatel L'Tanoi, but in other words, okay, let us see the Rashba in greater detail. And the Moshe Shapiro from Leibniz says a question of Namonis here. He says on page 5. He says, okay, near Lil Halacha of Halol Maisel, Lelamer Dvarim Halol El Bamaaretz. Shoch Koshim Lo came to Zohar Tano, Velo Hiskir Bashas Nidro Shevet Bitlo the Tano. Maybe he was Mavatel the Tanai, so we have to be choshes that the Nidr is good. But look at the second arrow. In Tam Chacham Hu, Bein She Zohar Bashas Nidro, Bein She Eino Zohar, Bein Mekol Kol Dov, Bein Before, Nemel Lomar Al Das Rishon and Adarki. But the Talmud Chacham has nemanus to say that I never was mevatel the so that's what I like because I'm from the because I never on this you know this whole Gemara was bothersome to me if you made them serious no you made them serious no da so it should be so he said inachanami but like Rav Moshe Shapiro explained but when it comes to Amaretz we're choshish that maybe he's not honest and he's gonna say that he was mevatel the Tanai when he really wasn't. But the Talmud Chacham we could
always mevatel
the net meaning the Talmud Chacham I mean if he says that he wants the Mesiris Modah so that he wants the Mesiris Modah and this is what he so then Mesiris Modah is kaim even if he remembered the
Modah. You remember my dog is
funny.
So this way I know that it's I've covered. Nothing is ever going to be chal. But we don't trust him.
You know, everything but isn't that why he's being made in Roda?
So he's the one who stuck with the Nether while the Talmud was not. Right.
That's
right.
So much.
No, but the point is, especially here, you're right. He's saying that the Amaretz doesn't understand the gravity of a Nether. So therefore, maybe he'll say.
That's why he's good to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Well, therefore, he might actually have to ask in this moment where he's very caught up in the nether.
That he wants to do it.
Yeah.
So why is he bothering being Moshe Rabbeinu?
Well, if you believe in the Kaf of Moshe Rabbeinu, you can believe in the Kaf of being the Rata of the Moshe
Rabbeinu. But what is he affecting by being Moshe Rabbeinu?
Yeah, so. Okay, so Bekitzer. And then it's interesting that the Torah writes here on page 6 in Poskim Staka Tzarech Lipsok Imam Yomer Belo Neder. If a person, right, sounds a little strange, right? So he says that you should always say below neder. You don't have to say another below neder. I need no saying below neder. So the preacher writes on the bottom. So you better finish below neder. Well, ain't people say she even took stop. In other words, why can't he just say aninosin and not write shanadar? So that's not good enough. Because even if you leave out the word shaninadar, it's still a neder. So that's why you have to say belineder. So this way, it's belineder. And we don't like people making... Right, that he can make a neder. But we're not so happy with people making the darim. Because... Right, people will forget. You know why make? You know, right, so it's always better not to make the darm. But even if you don't use the word neder, and you say ani, etain, whatever, so that's like a neder. The only thing we had with the Misha Beirach is that the guy himself doesn't say it. That was we discussed on Thursday. So the Gabbai says it. So then we saw the Marsham says, so it's not a neder. You see, take a look in the Mechaber here on page 7. Tzarech lizor shelo yudur shum dover. It's good never to do a neder. A field stalker. Ain't tov lidor. I mean, yesh no biyado, yitein miyad. If you have the money, so give it. If you want to give it. Lavo yudur. Hachi yelo. In poskin, stalker, tzarech lizor kimoam yomer balon neder. And then the Shach quotes that at Prisha. If what?
But you're not even saying that. It's just like a mitzvah. So the bottom of the mitzvah is that so shouldn't at least the mason of the work for something like this, but he doesn't say the lashon neder. He just isn't doing mitzvah. So at least let the mason of the work that he's not buying these for his neder. I mean, it should work for something.
Right. Okay. Let's see. Okay. And then, so in Shulchan Aruch, when we have the Hilchos Mesiras Modah on page 8, he says, Omer neder shani rotza lidor lo yeh neder, v'neder shani, v'neder eh, eino neder, v'med v'mamur v'shahotzi b'tchil b'svasov, lo omer shalo yeh neder. V'kal shebolibo, v'dvam shebolei v'inam, v'vadlen ha-neder shahotzi b'svasov. You have to say it. Yesh omrim dafilu omer kei balachat shavid vam shebolev. V'ad amrim v'kol nidre b'lel yom kippur v'avikil hisnum hehedya v'kol mokom lo sabchino zel mahate b'lo sheilo chokim ki mutzor gadol.
Kol nidre, if you don't say it,
but he's saying you say along with him.
People don't do that. Is that what we should do?
I do. I always do it. But I don't know if I don't know if it's the right thing to do or not the right thing to do. I always say it along. But right. Well, it depends.
The Chazan don't appreciate people saying along.
You say it a lot, you know.
You did call the dream
yeah,
warriors.
Yeah. People say it, you know, along.
Do they have the same niggun as the rest of the world?
With variations, but the basic theme is the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many times do they say it in Brewers? Three?
Okay.
Once in Nisbach, yeah.
And you don't say
three times,
Nisbach once,
and you don't say
Salat, correct? But if you have in mind that
Dorshavalev,
right? Mm-hmm. But didn't
the
Gemara say that
you can
have
it in mind what
you said
earlier,
then
it's
okay?
So what
I'm
saying
there is that
you can say it. You can say you know, Shomei Ka'one. Maybe you don't.
If the Chashav Belibo, that he's Mevatel, then it's Ram Shabalev.
What
does it say? What does it say in the Gemara?
Yeah.
It says to say, Yomer Kol Neder Shani Osid. This is talking about the actual Mesiras Modah. Serious Madar, you have to say it, or else it's not going to do anything. And if Koshen Krabalibo, then that's not a good Mesiris Modah, because he didn't say anything.
This is right before, yeah?
Or whenever it is. And then the Shulchan Aruch Bey says, Misha Hisneva Omer Kol Adam She'ador Adzman Ploni Yubetelim Nenedem Tzachazman V'imzocher L'tano B'shas HaNedem Nidro Kayim Shrei Mevat Al Tano B'shas Shenoder Im Eino Zocher L'tano B'shas HaNedem Tanai Kayim V'Nedem Batal V'yesh Omer M'shein Tanai Mo'el L'vat Al HaNedem K'en Yizik. Oh, then there's another Shita, you'll see in the Rambam, that Ein Tanai Mo'el L'vat Al HaNedem. It's not enough that you won't zocher, in his kerenum tuk de dibur le neder. But after you take the neder, then someone has to remind you, or you remind yourself, that you took the tnai. The yomer believer shom mesenech lo tnai. So you have to forget the tnai and then remember the tnai right after. That's the Rambam writes here. So that makes it even more difficult. You have to forget the Tanai and then be reminded to talk to the Edivor after.
Talk to the Edivor,
not remember.
Oh, yeah,
no.
Say
this is great.
And if you remembered it, it would actually be
an
there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, if you look at the Rambam has this
in
page.
Well, I mean, depends on your attitude.
You
actually remember
it,
and then
fully read it tonight, and then there's no time. You have to forget it.
No, yes.
Read the first line.
Yeah. So, on page 3, it says. Second line of page 3 in the Rambam. Yesha Mori Lahachmir VaOmer Fusha Yizkor Tnai Achas Shenoder B'Toch Dei Vibor. Now, in other words, you have to have forgot. Right, then you made a neder, you forgot about the Mesiris Modah. And then after you made the neder, now you're reminded about the Mesiris Modah. So then the Mesiris Modah eradicates your neder.
If I would remember the Shah, the neder,
then you're canceling.
No, the neder would be gone.
Then the neder would be okay.
Yes.
Right. If I remember that, hopefully 84 after, then the neder's not gone.
Right.
Basically says it doesn't work.
Right, it's very hard to. Well. But then, as you pointed out, Hess, on page 10, we have the halach of dvarim hamutarim v'hayodim b'hem shehim mutarim nagu b'hem iser avichil kiblu malem b'neder. But it was a person just had hagatova basu latirim b'hem hilka misha regal v'sadas taniya shal t'nei Rosh Hashanah shabim Rosh Hashanah v'yam Kippur misha regal v'rachal basu v'sham lishlas yayin mirash chodesh av. From Shibasa Rosal Afzer from Hello Mahmoud Shain. Yes. Yeah. Okay, I'll call you back. I'm in the middle of the shiur. I'll have to call you back. Call me at 12:00, okay? Rosal Afzer from Mahmoud Shain Bori. Right, in other words, a person was always regular to fast on certain fast days, and then he got sick. So he has to be matinete. If he had intent that he was going to do this on a regular basis, he's always going to fast during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, he's always going to fast on whatever it is. So, because Hanhagat Tova, yeah, so there's a famous kasha that's asked, because because it says, here, take a look in the Shach. He says, Rishi Mishahiksha on page 11. Sifkot and Beis. Rishi Mishahiksha, the Khan Sosam Harav, Kidivir Machabit, Tzorcha Torah. Or Chaim, Tandir Sheni, Chamisha Sheni, or says he made Shuva Shira Brismila. Say a Brismila in the Zman that you're knowing to fast. You know, you always fast Bahab. And then a Brismila falls out on that day. So you want to eat. So it's a mitzvah lechel vein tzarech haTorah. So why over here, in this case, you need haTorah?
It's not a mitzvah,
it's because it's holy. Right. So it says, Lakushi, the Hosam lo nogul l'sanes k'shir brismila. The nogul lechel, okay, kol m'sana dat b'dhachi m'sana sh'ir brismila yochel. Whereas a person who does that hug to fast, he has in mind that when the mitzvah comes, so he won't fast. He has that in mind from originally. Well, hachal osik adaiti. He's not thinking that he's going to get sick. So, mamela, if in the case of sickness, he has to
be
shalom.
In other words, if someone starts a minute to stand by chazaras hashatz, and you're too tired one day, then you have to be shalom.
According to
right?
Shach, but the Dogon Revolver says not that way. Dogon Revolver says on the bottom, he says the Dvar of the Chukim. Now he has the idea near the Gavi Bris Mila in a Chosaber Hanogul Gamer. He says the difference is like this.
Dogon Revolver?
Yeah. There's a difference like this. The Bris Mila, you're only planning, the Bris Mila is only today. Next Thursday, there's no Bris Mila. So you go back to your Hanhaga Tova. But the case of the Bari is, no, now he's sickly. So now he wants to eradicate it for the future. Not to do this Hanhaga Tova at all in the future, not just this one time, then he needs a Taras the Dark. But if it's a one-shot deal, so then he doesn't need. So if it's one day that he's doing an Hanhaga Tova and he doesn't feel well, the Dogon Revolver says you don't need Hataras Nedarim. You only need Hataras Nedarim. So the case in Or HaChaim, it wasn't a one day he wasn't feeling well. That's how the Dogon Revolver learns. So that's a different shot. Yeah, that's this Mechaber here on page 12 and 13. About Hadnodin Utsum Asar Yomim, and then he doesn't feel good. Now, there is a tshuva from Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. So Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, on page 15, he says, Misha Masar Modo Be'er Rosh Hashanah V'Vatal Kol Nedarim Kol Menhagi Mitzvah Shal Yechokog Nedarim Kenog. אם צורך אחר כך לוחש במנהוג המצווה מחשש נדר. So the question is like this. The concept of if a person takes the nedr and therefore we say he's mevatel the tnai, maybe that's only if you go ahead and you make a neder now, so you're mevatel the tanai. But maybe it's just on Haga Tova, it's passive, you're not doing a kumvase, meaning, in other words, the action is a kumvase, but the neder shabo is chal by itself, because you're doing it on Haga Tova, maybe then the tanai works, that we don't consider it a bitul ha tanai. So that.
Everybody has personal
Yeah.
Does that
become necessarily
a subject of this?
Yeah. Yeah. It's on Hagatova. If it's not Stam, then it's on Hagatova. So, but his Chiddush, the question that they would ask him, but maybe the concept of Mesiris Modah eradicates the concept of on Hagatova Mitam Neder. Because it's a neder that's happening by itself. Now, Haga Tova you're doing. But the fact that now we consider a neder, I never actually took the neder, but maybe just. So So he says, Ulai Zadavka Nodu Beferish. Avalhacha Shaosa as a mitzvah bestam, Yuchol Yosta Daito Rishona, who also will go yell Zeshub Hashash Neder. So he writes, Shulam, Mistabak Kedvar of the Dafka Nodu Beferish. So that's a famous piece from Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld has a couple of famous pieces. So therefore, he paskin that Hanhagat, if you made Hataras Nedarim and you were Moser Amodah, then you don't have to then you don't have to worry about Hataras Nedarim for Hanhagat Tova, as we mentioned before.
So we had
the two, you know, the Shach's Pshat, the Dovla Mervavis Pshat, and the Stir in the Shulchan Aruch. But he's saying that maybe you don't have to worry about anything.
So does it make a difference if it's a Hanhoga Tov B'chum Ba'aseh or a Hanhoga Tov B'sheh Val Taseh?
Right, because the Neder Shabbo was always B'sheh Val Taseh, because you never took a Neder. The Hanhoga Tov you did. The fact that now it has a din of a Neder, you didn't take a Neder. But...
I mean by definition.
No, I'm saying is there a difference between the Hanhoga Tov at the step by Hazaras HaShatz or the Hanhoga Tov, I don't know, not to be so much on an Erev on Shabbos. I mean, is there a difference in those two types of Hanhogas Tovos?
Maybe one is Iker Adidna.
let's say whatever. Not to wear gloves and not to wear gloves where there's no Erev.
Right.
So is there a difference between the two?
No.
They both have the tokef
of Hanhoga Tova.
And
so the question is, do you need Hataras Nedarim if you're not going to do it? So,
right. So
the Shach says if it's something with that you expect it to happen, so you already were Ke'ilu Masna. And the Dogma Mervavit says it depends when you want to eradicate that Hanhoga Tova L'Olav Vaed, or you want to go back to it. It's just a temporary dispensation.
Yeah, and if you want to eradicate it?
Then you need Hataras Nedarim. But Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld is saying, but if you made a Mesiris Modah on Erev Yom Kippur, so even though we have all the Erev Hashanah, whatever, we have all these Svaras that were said, but that's when you take a real Neder. So then you could say,
Can becomes Bar Mitzvah during the year. Mesiris Modah, Erev Hashanah, was the Gadol Yet good enough, or yeah, should he make a new one now that he's Bar Mitzvah?
This is a new thing. I never heard of Bar Mitzvah boy. Hataras Nedarim.
Muflo
Samach Leish. But
that's
still
true. That's even be okay at 12.
Yeah, 12 is Muflo Samach Leish. Okay.
So you wouldn't need to be poreit like Hanhoga Tova when you do Hataras Nedarim Erev Hashanah, according to Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld.
Right.
Because it would be still far from the year before, so you wouldn't have to be. You wouldn't have to specify that.
Yeah.
If someone was doing something that he heard, and he didn't copy it, it was only like certain people.
But that's a mistake. That's like But now, once I saw this Rav Chaim Yosef Zonnefeld, and then we'll see others maybe point this out also, then I was thinking of what Rav Abadi told me, that if you want to hold Neder B'machshove Ischal, then maybe if you're Moser Modah, then it's not going to be Chal, because this is like the same principle, that it's not a kumvasei type of thing, it's only the machshava.
Taking it even further, taking
right. So that's what. So I was always wondering where everybody got it from. Uh-huh. So that's why I made this packet, because I wanted to figure out where he got it from.
If someone wants to mark, maybe mark it on a
right.
So would he there? Would he have to? Would he be Joel on the Nether if he wants to reverse that the Hanhoga Tova? That's a
Sheva Nazar.
It's a Hanhoga
Tova to be Joel. And Rav Shlomo Zalman on page 17, he quotes this from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld in the last paragraph. He says, "Halom Noda Shepigon Da Nishal." from Rav Chaim Yosef Zonnefeld, this idea of he says the same idea. And Rav Sternbach as well he says Mishnah Noga is a Chumra Gimel Pam Nasa Lo Kineder on page 18. Misha no gay is a chumra gimel pom nasa lov kenoda v'tzar chatar miyuk sheish lo siba zman is lahakel yon shuhu keis chola rotsa lahakel rach achshav ava lo rotsa levatam be'alav hanav gizu. So that's the dagum rvava that you don't have to worry about that. And then he says, but with Moshe Moda on Erev Rosh Hashanah and the Mesiris Moda, and then he says the Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. And then he says, "Meu nira shatars nadar mori l'rachlo in yichumra shemekabel, not kein kichumra." Well, we don't sheyish b'machlokas aposkim and all iser. So that's nechzik shechayovim l'achmir kach midina. So that's more, something that's definitely a chumrah, and you're keeping that chumrah. So then you could be matir. But something that's, you're not keeping it because you think it's a chumrah. You're keeping it because, I mean, maybe some people think it's a chumrah, but you think that's ikar adin. That's why you're doing it.
You're right, you're wrong. If you're a din, there's no question you have to keep it.
Right. So then you could be matter.
You made a mistake.
Right.
Right.
And then he makes...
So what does that tell us?
I don't know. I mean, if it's a din, and he knows it's a chumra, then he needs hatara, or then he should stop.
Does he what?
If something he knows it's a chumra.
So he's doing it as a chumra. And then he, for some reason, needs to stop.
So
is he stopping lolam vaed, or is he stopping? I mean, if you have the, according to the Rav Shlomo Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, you Moshe Moda, then there's no. And according to the Dogum of Rav, it's only a one time thing, also no. And according to the Shach, maybe if it's something you lolasik adaite, then you would. Then we shouldn't be matter for him.
He's not talking about the
now. No, I'm not talking about those. He's talking about matter. Should the best then matter to him?
It
doesn't matter because he has the Shulchan Aruch. He has the Chumash. The Chumash tells him that this is to do what you have been doing till now.
Right, but now obviously he's switching
because
now he feels
that
the other post
came out of
the
one. No, now he's switching because it's
just
He's saying that this is.
Because
this is what he thinks is the real halacha. So then he's doing it because even though maybe there are poskim, but he thinks that those poskim are really das yachid or something like that.
But now it's just hard.
It's not that now he went through the sugya and sees that the ikus is like the other one. It's just hard. So the question is, should we be zoikik to such a person?
What's the difference between a neder d'oraisa and a neder d'oraisa?
Neder d'oraisa means you take a neder with your mouth, you verbalize.
Right.
Neder d'rabbanan is in hanhaga tova.
Oh, that's only d'rabbanan?
That's only d'rabbanan.
Not to minimize it, but
this thing that he just did in Hebrew,
didn't say
it?
He didn't say it.
He didn't say it.
So, he just put on Yosef Chaim, who said that if you don't say it, so you make him go to hell.
That's when it's a chumrah.
And this is an okimta on that.
So he's saying that
only works.
He's saying now. He's saying now. You, your whole life, you weren't carrying in the Erev because you thought that's the halacha, and you still think it's the halacha. But now it's a little bit difficult. So it's not like you learned Erev in again, and now you see the halacha. No, you still think it's the halacha. So you think that's the halacha. So then that's the halacha, so we shouldn't be matir for you.
So we don't, even though he doesn't really need a
hasharat
nazar, because he never articulated
it,
he just did it.
Right,
the Tanhaga Tova. Whether we just said you don't even need a hasharat nazar before.
Why? If you did a Mesiris Modah.
Yeah,
since
you did a Mesiris Modah before.
And maybe this is something different.
So then what he's saying is that thing which Yosef Chaim said will not apply.
Yeah, that's included in that, right? Won't apply to such a thing. But then he makes a comment, an interesting comment on page 19. Atars the Dharma Nogets Lane of Erev Shoshana. Anuchasuch Shemigalad Das Levatel Minuch Shanoa Gimel Po'amim. Lomar Beli Neder. Right? That's the. Right? So he says, "Adover Tamush, I'm a fush b'mchaber, shafil nog pamachas." What's this gimel pa'amim thing? You don't need gimel pa'amim one time. If you do it one time, you didn't make masna b'li neder, and you plan to continue, you don't need three times. God, there's a gimel pa'am tzarch b'yir. He says, "Atzmi nahakti v'hashmi tevas gimel pa'amim." The lomah kol minish and nahakti v'tzarch hatara. He didn't. In other words, he doesn't say what everyone else says. So he thinks that the gimel pa'am thing is
Anything done just once or twice.
Yeah. Then I'm covered.
If I do it more times, then
it's just...
No, then it's okay.
Yeah, the last thing, Rav Menashe Klein's tshuva, page 21. The Mishnah Shakol Stokas Yitin Yebachal Maos Meiser. This is going back to Meiser. Alpha Bishop is man hanasina einu mechavi lekach. Because he was giving money with tzedakah, and he didn't. I told you that someone asked me at the beginning of the summer. He's getting a lot of money now at the beginning of the summer, so he wants to use that for the. In other words, not wait to earn the money and then take the, but use this right away for Maisik Sofim. In other words, Maisik Sofim is not. Yeah. So the same thing like Moshe Shapiro said, Moshe Shapiro said, Mishishna, she called Stoka Shayita in Yemchal Maus Maisa. Havel Pisha Bisman and Nasina in Mchav Makah. Kamokan Mokan Mokan Maisa Shabala, so if Dafka Lee Chavin Bishas Nasina, she kissed the Yemos Maisa, will Mani Masha Hisna be called him Shakot Stoka. So then he says, he quotes Agamar, Firiata Nira, the Havi Rai Miha, the Umber Harotish, Lee Kamunadar, Kol Shona, Yamab Rosh Hashana, Yamab Kol Nedish, yeah. And then he quotes So people, he says, the minhag olam is litein mos l'tzedaka l'aniyim al smach ha'maisa shalom. Filun is chayav adayim ha'maisa. So he says that mir yesh chal v'dam yitzedaka l'adam kem into kaim l'anadog yirakil bon aboma You're giving the darm, so it's more of a svar to say you want the neder to be bottled, which it's not right to do neder. Well, tzedakah the ikachiyah mitzvah, so maybe that's different. But then he says in the end, he says that you can give most tzedakah l'aniyim al smach ha'maiser, afilu on eschai v'dayin v'maiser. So if you make it tonight, that stucker that you'll give will be b'chalal most meiser, even though b'zman and asina you are mechavim, you can count that for meiser, even though you don't have the money yet. You can give money for the future. That was the question that someone came to me at the beginning of the summer and said, now I have a lot of money, so I want to give it, you know, for the future. So Rabbi Alder said we should have a packet. So this is the key of having a packet on this thing. Okay. So this is a very interesting. So this puts a new spin on the Hanhagat Tova thing and the Mesiras Moda, when you say it, when you don't say it. So, and then what Rabbi Bari told me about the concept of that even if you're a neder b'machshava, maybe, you know, but you can rely on the Mesiras Moda Lagabe that. So that's this. So I was wondering where he got that from. So that's this packet with the Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld and all the Hachashbonas with the Gemara and the Ran and the Rashba and all the whole thing.
The Hanhoga Tova had the din of a Neder Belev or
Hanhoga Tova.